You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. I'm Adam P. Nave, co-writer of The Once and Future Queen, out March 1st from Dark Horse Comics.
I don't know, what is it?
What? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
The Fleeing Acrobat.
Are we recording?
Episode 5, yeah.
Shit's about to get real, because, like, the cop is busting into the lab, and other people know, not just the crazy mom.
Previously on Stranger Things.
How many episodes is this? 13?
No, eight. I much prefer the shows that are, like, short, tight seasons.
Right, I agree.
So, the next time we record these, we could finish it.
We could knock that out. It. No, we need to hang out soon, because you have your mom's birthday weekend then.
When is your mom's birthday?
Well, we could hang out during the week, because you're off school.
That's right.
Yeah, we could.
Friday.
And we live close enough now, where, like, we can go grab you and
he's all like, I'm gonna Scooby-Doo through this lab.
Look at him hiding in the corner.
He doesn't even fit in the corner.
I know. Oh, didn't see you walking by there. It's so, like, white and bright. Ugh, I hate it.
Sterile lab.
Just but
it has a whole lot of, like, dark wood paneling, 80s.
And, like, no security.
Biohazard.
Biohazard? I shall not listen. I'm just gonna waltz in. I love the music.
Whoa. The scumbag ex-husband is rolled up. He's like, I'm gonna take care of this situation here. But then you find out he wants money.
He looks like Sylvester Stallone's
brother. He looks
like
a scumbag.
You ever seen Sylvester Stallone's brother?
No.
He looks like a sleazy Sly Stallone.
Sly Stallone.
You know how, like, Patrick Swayze's brother looks like a deformed version of him?
Patrick Swayze.
Like,
yes, what is that? Liam Hemsworth. How the brother's, like, ugliest or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, Thor's not ugly, but
Thor is the beautiful one.
Yeah, okay, so pretty ugly and ugliest.
I'm just, like, not a fan of Liam Hemsworth. Like, I'm all about Chris.
I'm all about Chris is the only one. Because that other, that third one is, like, what happened?
They all, I mean, first of all, they all look like cavemen, but
they do look like freaking, yeah. He's a dick.
I mean, I think they're trying to imply that she had, like, some sort of mental problem, like, previous to this story, but they're totally just, like,
but the thing is, the guy
dismissing
said to, like,
her.
He just strikes me as, like, an abusive dick.
Yep.
Deadbeat that I'm like, I don't believe anything you're saying.
Well, and he's only rolling up because he wants to cash in.
Exactly.
He got, like, a Lionel Hutz lawyer over here.
Lionel Hutz.
It's from The Simpsons.
I know, but that's like that's a really good reference there, Mark. That's good.
I'm good at this shit.
That's good. Maybe stick you on Nerdist podcast or something. I told Mar the other night.
Shameless plug.
I was talking about all the shows I have, and I was like, I have not just podcasts. I have a network of podcasts. And she's like, what are you trying to be, fucking Chris Hardwick?
He got mad because I kept calling him Chris Hardwick all night.
What's wrong with Chris Hardwick, though? He's funny sometimes.
I fucking hate Chris Hardwick.
I know you do, but sometimes he's funny. I don't like the Talking Dead, but other stuff he's done has been funny.
You know what I like?
I hate him because he acts like he's king of the fucking geeks, all right? Fuck
him.
Off.
I liked the original Nerdist podcast, which was just him and two of his friends, like, talking about stuff. Like, when it got to be this big corporate thing.
Yeah,
it wasn't as good. When they were just
and
sitting,
he's fucking nasty. He's nasty to people that he doesn't think are, like, nerdy enough and stuff.
That's
like,
annoying.
He's a piece of shit. I'm Team Zachary Levi, okay?
I don't know him well
I'm Nerd
to
HQ.
Know. She seemed really passionate and scared.
But he doesn't even own that company now.
But he does. Oh, yeah. Like, he sold it to fucking the other guy I hate.
Who's the other guy? I think I know who you're talking about.
Legendary.
Christopher Nolan?
Yes, I fucking hate Christopher Nolan. He's
he
the
bought,
most overrated film.
I'm nodding my head, but I always forget we're on a podcast.
He bought Nerdist and Geeka Sundry, which was Felicia Day's company.
I like Felicia Day.
I do.
I do too, I like Felicia Day.
Now they're all debating, like, was Will at his house or not? Is 11 lying to us or not?
Lucas, he always plants that seed of doubt right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
a
skeptic.
I understand his passion, and he needs to be a skeptic, because there always needs to be someone. Everyone can't just go along with it, but he's usually wrong about her. I think he was right about her that one time with the compass, but I can't spoil it.
Well, yeah, because she was doing it on purpose. This one is, like, everything's coming to a head in this episode.
From here on out, they're all, like, jam-packed. Nope, can't open that door. Oh, phew.
Get in that freight elevator. Run.
Ha.
I do like the cop.
I do. He's the only one who grows on
the it does Dungeons and Dragons, because they just show Dungeons and Dragons.
See?
They're outcast nerds. Of course they play D&D. Duh.
Yeah,
Adoy.
He didn't know if it was just another role-playing game, though. D&D's not the only fucking role-playing game. They didn't invent it.
It's just too intense.
But it's, like, the big name one.
Like, I would love to play a fun role-playing game, but so much goes into it. You have to, like, write out every scenario when you roll the dice and
you
stuff.
You don't have to write it out. Like,
okay,
I think the Dungeon Master does that.
Yeah. So
somebody has to be
somebody has to be it.
But
yeah.
You're basically, all you do is, like...
Brian would be the Dungeon Master. He'd make some weird shit happen, and it would all be convoluted. I can see it now.
Like, well, roll 11.
There's no denial coming.
Well, the
from
thing is, like,
chop your own head off.
Start a situation. Each of you people have
they
like
broke 11.
A character sheet with like attributes and like items that you have, and then you do situations and you say like, oh, I go after this monster with my flaming sword, and then the dungeon master would roll and tell you if you do
portal.
Stuff right, like if you kill it or whatever, miss or whatever.
Proper response. What the hell?
Yeah.
It just looks like when like the sun shines through a window and you see all the dust in the air.
Yeah.
It does.
I don't know, this always reminds me of Super 8.
I liked Super 8 a lot.
I thought it was cute. But this part where he's like in this reminds me of Super 8. I don't know. Ew, why are you touching shit? See?
Cause he's Mulder.
He is, which in turn is me.
Yeah, but the doctor is worse than anybody because he tastes shit.
He eats it, yeah.
Oh my god.
He'll pick up slime and taste it.
He'll be like,
Why? This is why. Oof, that scared me.
He just got roofied.
Ugh, that was such a good intro.
You take a drink of your drink. Finish your drink.
I'm almost done.
Finish him.
I like that cold open. Isn't that what they call them?
What?
The, like, intros of shows.
I love cold openings. They don't do those as much as they used to either.
Breaking Bad did the best one.
Probably Breaking
I loved
Bad.
Him on SNL last night, okay?
Oh my god, me too!
How
so
about,
much.
How about John Cena? He was funny on SNL.
I like John Cena. You asked for controversial opinions last night, though. For like an unrelated topic, I think he's ugly.
John Cena?
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, a lot of people find him attractive. I don't. Like, I like him. Like, I find him entertaining. I don't find him attractive.
There's tons of people I feel that way about, though.
I also find Channing Tatum really ugly.
Yeah, but you're not alone there at all. He's a butterface.
He's a butterface. Controversial opinion.
I don't know. I'm neither here nor there with Channing Tatum. I don't like Cena because I don't like really bulky guys.
Though.
I'm not much into really bulky guys, so I don't really like him that way.
Yeah, I agree. Like Thor. I mean, he's sexy, but I always think, like, his arm is the size of, like, my thigh. Like, what happens when he doesn't exercise for 2 weeks? It's all going to turn
to
fat.
Like,
this is Bob. Bob has bitch
It
things.
Would be like those porn, like, the pornos when they had the really muscular guys with those really small women, those were disturbing to me for some reason.
And also, if you're that muscular, because
it's like you're going to break somebody.
Your dick is really small.
Probably.
My anatomy teacher's like, what happens when men do steroids? And I said, their balls shrivel up. And he's like, testicles. Testicles. Like the whole,
so you were wrong.
The class was laughing. I was mortified. I'm like, you know what I meant, sir?
I remember taking an anatomy class and a teacher said, he was like, sex is overrated because it's only like a couple of seconds of nervous energy and that's all it is.
Damn, somebody didn't have a good sex life.
I know.
Seconds, you say?
Not getting any.
Let's edit that out. Huh. I'm just kidding. I don't have sex, Mom. I've never had sex in my life. If you're listening. I don't even know what that is. I'm a
what?
Virgin.
So the scumbag dad is back on Stranger Things.
Speaking of.
He's like, let me get in good with this family that I abandoned for no apparent reason.
I hope in the second season is they don't try to go like, oh, this is connected to this and this is connected to this.
No, you know they'll ruin it, please.
Because they had no expectations with this first season. They just made it.
I kind of don't like when shows do that because it's like, well, you have to anticipate that you're going to go somewhere with it even if you never do.
Well, like I said, they make so many shows, though, it don't make it. Like, they made this god-awful Inspector Gadget remake. It was terrible.
Oh, my God.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, really, really bad. And I love the original Inspector Gadget.
Go, Gadget, go!
Yeah, they made a lot of really bad animated shows. But really good stuff like BoJack Horseman is really good. You should watch that, didn't you?
On here?
Yeah. It's Daniel Radcliffe's favorite TV show.
BoJack Horseman. I love Danny Radcliffe.
He's a peculiar fellow. It's like, I can't tie a fucking tie!
That's why you get a clip on.
I forgot the funerals this episode, where they don't even show. Oh, poor Joyce. I don't like funerals.
They're a waste.
They're for the living. Then you have to stand there and cry, and then you have to go eat, which I don't mind eating, but it feels wrong enjoying food. Then you have to, like, invite people to your house, and then you're like, why are you here? You know?
You know what? If I had to have a funeral, because I've never wanted one, I think they should take my ashes, put them in a box, and then bring in a fan and blow them on everybody that's there.
That escalated, like, I just don't even know what to think.
Nice. Nice, friend. So, I was reading something online, and I guess for season two of Stranger Things, Sean Astin's gonna be on it.
Yeah.
He's gonna play a guy that went to high school with Joyce and the police chief. Like,
there was somebody else who famous thing yeah. was going
what,
on.
What, are they giving an interest for Joyce or something?
Like I don't know. He is supposed to be the manager of the local Radio Shack.
Radio Shack.
So, let's see, Riser.
Interesting.
Paul Reiser's gonna be on it. Yeah, Paul Reiser.
Yeah.
Wait, why is that name so familiar?
Mad About You.
Dr. Owen's a Department of Energy guy.
The TV show Mad About You. That's Paul Reiser.
Okay, yeah, okay.
With Helen Hunt.
God, Helen Hunt. She's
flashback right there.
That was some 1990s.
I liked Mad About You until they fucking got into the thing about them wanting to have a kid and all this other shit, and it's like ruined the show.
Kids ruin things.
They broke up for a while just because they thought about having sex with somebody else or something like that. Some stupid convolution.
I'm sorry, I hate when they ruin good shit. I'm excited for season two of Stranger Things. I hope it doesn't disappoint.
When's Iron Fist tomorrow?
March.
Although, I say when the new Stranger Things comes out, we watch it and do a podcast right after the episode. So it's like fresh.
Because
you know everyone's going to be doing it.
We'll have to find it and maybe take the day off or something like that.
Yes. The day off. I like this. Dedication.
I'm going to call in sick. Stranger Things Season 2.
I know people that does it with video games. Like when a new game comes out, like Uncharted or something like that, they'll take
Excuse
a whole fucking
me,
day
like
off.
I like that he threw in Uncharted because that's my day right there.
And they'll play like the whole thing. Like go straight through.
I was so excited.
They're setting it up to make it like the cop is drugged out of his mind.
I mean, he looks a little worse for wear. He
looks tore up from the floor up.
Yes. A big puffy version of Juno.
So one more bacon on that potato, Liberty Bell, and I'm going to kick your little monkey butt.
I love him.
It's not paranoia if they're coming for you.
That's what I always tell you.
My dad is the most paranoid person I've ever met in my life.
Of course he is. He was in the military. They give you fucking all those drugs and shit, and it makes them that way.
He's the worst. Oh,
if you're
God.
Paranoid, you're easier controlled. That's why the military feeds them with all these chemicals and
mm-hmm.
shit.
I'm gonna change my name to Rusty Shackelford.
Rusty Shackelford.
You don't know me, but I know where you live.
Look at him ransacking the place. He worked up a sweat. Uh-huh, he's gonna find
it. He's gotta find the bugs.
Yep. It's always there in the lights.
See? She's not crazy. She's not crazy.
She's just a little unwell. He looks fucking crazy there. Creepy.
Now they know about the kids.
They're like, how are these fucking kids onto us? Were they smoking cigars there?
They're smoking cigarettes.
Like cigarette smoking man. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. favorite.
I like how the fans are the ones that named him. Like Cancer Man and everything like that.
I love his episode where he shot JFK and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was perfect.
Yeah, it's that whole episode just about him, and you find out he shot JFK.
I love that episode. What's the brother's name? Why don't I remember his name? I don't remember his name. See?
Creepy dude.
Will's brother, the creepy photographer.
Poor guy. Why do I sympathize with him? I'm a photographer, I'm just not a creepy photographer. My camera makes noise. If someone hears me go, like...
No stealth.
Yeah.
Here.
Nope. My old BlackBerry didn't have... You couldn't shut the camera off either, so you couldn't take stealth photos. There, I finished it off.
I got that cup at the dollar store.
I love that cup.
Because I was like, I need some adult drinking cups.
I do remember your Instagram post, like, yesterday saying that. You're, like, drinking it out of Coca-Cola glasses. This lady, we were there, and she's like... I was like, it's just amazing how you could buy so much stuff for a dollar. And she's like, I know, like... She was the cashier, and she was gesturing to the wall back there, and she's like, you can buy a whole dinner set with plates. I'm like, I was laughing. I'm like, this store's amazing.
That's why I get all, like, the utensils for the kitchen from the dollar store, because then if I want to replace them, I'll just throw them away and go buy more at the dollar store.
We are so wasteful in America.
It's not my fault we live in a disposable culture.
Actually, it's everybody's fault.
I actually use shit until it's like you cannot physically use it anymore.
That's the only reason why she's still dating me.
Yep. God, that escalated. There's Brian taking it to the next level. Dustin is the cutest.
I love him. He's all about food. And this teacher's like, look at these boys. They're so resilient. See, they're all smart shit. They're talking about fucking Carl Sagan and everything. Smart kid.
See, it's like Donnie Darko guy trying to tell us there's a parallel universe. Wormhole.
Yeah, but he's actually like bringing in science. Like, Carl Sagan.
I can't get up. Why would you need to get up?
I don't want to lay on the floor anymore. I want to sit up.
It's like when Socrates is laying on the ground and he's like this and he can't get up.
I am a fat cat.
Oh, baby. I really wonder if there's parallel universes, though. There has to be.
There are.
It's just weird how, like, the littlest action can trigger, like, a totally different series of events.
And that's why I am saying that we are, in fact, in the darkest timeline.
I agree.
I believe it. Somebody rolled a dice, and we ended up in the timeline with fucking Oompa Loompa for president.
Yep, with orange.
Darkest timeline. One more row of blue. And then I get to switch again. Crocheting's hard.
What?
In the butt.
What?
In the butt.
Uncalled for.
No, it's in South Park.
Yes, I know.
Are you the what in the ass kid?
It's what in the butt, sir. Where's my internet money?
Science is me.
Science is
Science me. Rules.
I just need a mashup of, like, all of these, like, science things from shows. Like,
yes.
Add Jesse Pinkman, like, science bitch!
Some, I think it was the fucking idiot that I dated from my biology class last year. He's like, some
that
kid
sounds
said,
weird saying you dated him for your biology class.
Did I say for my biology? I said from.
I think she said for.
She said from.
Anyway, he's a dick, but he was like talking about, he's like, some guy in my class said the funniest thing. He said, science bitch, and I'm like, that's from Breaking Bad. Like, I was like, you've never seen Breaking Bad? And he's like, no. Because it has drugs. Huh? I'm recovered.
What an asshole. I remember we were,
what an asshole.
We were at Books A Million and that guy started, like, quoting fucking the cellar door shit from Donnie Darko.
Oh my god, I'm cringing.
And, like, this girl was, like, eating it up like he was the most original one ever. And I just walked by and I was like, that's from Donnie Darko.
I hate guys that do that and I hate girls that offer it. Like, I'm swooning. Plus, you sound like a total dick quoting that. Like, oh,
hate guys. Brian, you have to account for your entire gender.
I went to my biology teacher because we were talking about guys, and I'm like, all men are dicks. And I turned to him, and I'm like, you, no offense, but you're all dicks. I don't know how he liked me. He gave me the weirdest look. Hey, like, I'm not going to argue. I'm sorry.
I'm the one. I don't believe this bullshit. It must be for good. I don't think most people are good. Most people are awful, but good people outshine the good, the bad people. I think most men are bad, but you know what? Most men are bad mainly because we basically breed men to be that way. From a young age, we breed them to be aggressive, to hide their emotions and repress them, to treat women like shit, not equals. And nothing's going to change until we change how we raise the boys in that society.
I agree. True story. Speaking of skeezy men, here's a scumbag dad coming back in the picture.
Meanwhile, I like wallpaper. Sorry, look at the wallpaper.
I love it. Everything's
I love that
so
Tina likes And by the way, I love wallpaper. That's going to be the name of this episode.
That's so random.
I love wallpaper.
But it's so hard to get off the walls. Like, I would never want to actually wallpaper my house. Because, you know, I'd be bored. And then be like, let me change it.
Paint's better.
Maybe you can't. Yeah, you can't paint over wallpaper, though. That would be disastrous.
They're also smart. I love it.
They really are. Like, I don't think I would have been this smart when I was...
I love stuff where the kids are super smart. I don't know.
Don't underestimate them.
Exactly.
Is that Lucas Strong scene? Maybe.
Dustin's like, I ain't got time.
That's the important thing to remember. If I want to know where I'm going, I'm like, the sun sets in the west. How does that even happen?
What? Science, bitch!
Like, how does the compass needle know to be magnetically directed to...
Because
like,
it's magnetic. Magnetic pulls towards the north.
It just draws it.
So if you have any kind of magnet, it would gravitate towards the north?
Well, you could measure it, you got to be able to measure it, and a compass measures it with the needle and stuff.
Okay.
That's why you can make a compass out of, like, a cork, water, and, like,
you
a
magnet.
You
just take a needle and you run a magnet over it, and then you, like, put it on the cork.
And put it in water, and it'll go.
And it
Girl Scout!
It floats to that direction.
Girl Scout, that's the one that said it!
I thought you got it from Mar.
Yeah,
sorry.
Girl Scouts are superior to Boy Scouts, so.
Well, I agree, because Boy Scouts are youth Nazis, but I said it.
All right, Brian, credit where credit's due.
Now the mom is, like, snooping, and she found that this scumbag dad is back to get money.
This was all Brian's idea. He knew
She's
about
like,
the court.
Get the fuck out of my house, loser.
I'm, like, Trey Cool. What is it, Mar, they say about Trey Cool?
I don't know.
What did they say about
all
Trey?
Good things and bad things.
The instigator.
He's the instigator of everything good and bad.
I think you're just an asshole.
That too.
I'm tired now.
Who the fuck is Trey Cool? There's a t-shirt that says that, by the way.
I think whoa. Clobbering. Ooh, I hate this part.
Steve is such a tool.
He really is.
By the way, those coats with, like, the kind of wool looking insides are the warmest coats in the world.
You know, those are, like, back in style. I've seen those around.
When we went to Boston, I didn't have a jacket because I got rid of all my jackets when I first moved down here. So I borrowed one off her dad, and it was kind of like that, an old one he had.
Aw, that was so nice of your dad to let him borrow that.
Well, what good was he going to do him here?
Your dad's a softie. Except when people want his blood.
Can you have my blood? Dad, if your dad listened to this, it'd be really funny.
He's adamant about that. He's not getting my blood.
I just love it because, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to fucking give people his blood, I mean, I would do it just because of money, because he's got the rare blood.
It's called donate. You don't get money.
Yeah, you can. No, but if you got rare
like,
blood,
he has
you can get money.
Universal donor blood.
They'll pay you for universal donor blood.
I didn't know they paid
you. Yeah, because it's so rare.
Well, I think they pay you for your plasma.
Yeah, but well, anybody gets paid for their plasma, not just Oneg.
I think he gets paid for it. Whatever the rare type is, I think you can get money for it. Whatever that real rare
I think, like, them and AB get it.
No, AB's the universal recipient. Or they just get whoever's blood. Because O doesn't have antibodies because they're O. There's only A antibodies and B antibodies.
I forgot what mine was.
Mine's O positive. I got the reject O that everyone on Earth has, really. It's so common.
I have type A blood.
Ooh. Negative or positive?
Positive.
She got an A+ even in blood. Oh, I just want a birthday night.
I know, it's sickening, ain't it?
I hate him. Like, shut up, you're so full of yourself. Steve Harrington.
Steve Holt!
I always want to call him Steve Holt!
Steve Holt!
If I were her, I would have just whacked him in the face with that, like, numerous times.
I need to teach her how to hold a fucking baseball bat.
Ugh, he's such a dick. I just want to vomit. I hate him. Jonathan! That's the brother's name.
Yeah, it only took y'all 3 podcasts to, like, remember that.
I just don't like him, okay? He's creepy and weird.
Okay, I like him, but he's not, like, relevant enough for me to have remembered his name.
I just like he's gonna grow up to be a child molester.
I just like the young kids and 11, okay?
That sounds wrong. I just like the young kids.
No, they're just like more entertaining and
well, they're like the
main characters.
Yeah, the protagonists. No, and I like almost all the characters. Like, I like Joyce. I like, Hopper. Well, come on, Joyce. How am I supposed to think you're such a great mom? You're a mess. Maybe I am. Well, at least she was there. Crazy, out of my mind. Like, she acted really good in this show. Ugh, look at that wood panel wainscoting. It's so old school.
They got a gun.
I like how these kids just randomly take their guns and go places. Well, they're in Indiana, so.
My mom and dad used to live in Indiana when he was in Air Force for a while.
My friends lived in Dade City, and we could just take their guns.
Look at you over there.
The houses are, like, miles apart. So we would take their guns. I sucked at shooting a gun, though. It made me too nervous just to even hold one. Nobody told me your ears would ring afterwards, so I shot the gun, and I was like, I can't hear.
That's why I went shooting ranges. You wear earplugs.
I would like to go shooting. I've never shot a gun before.
Really? It's like, I've only shot a little gun. Like, I heard if you shoot the rifles, they have, like, a kick or whatever.
They do.
I'm afraid it would hurt.
Yeah, and you can get your, like, nose broke or get your lips busted by it.
See, I don't want that. Why would anyone want that?
My dad, because we weren't listening to him, and he did, it's all 3 of us, we wouldn't listen the first time we shot a gun.
What happens to
he let us all put it up to our chin, and every one of us got a busted lip or a busted nose from it because we wouldn't listen.
I love your dad.
I love like his discipline, Doctor.
He's hardcore.
It's like the hand in Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah, chop
and
up.
And that's why you never teach your kids a lesson.
That was my favorite. Look at Nancy trying to be all bad. Ooh, she has good aim, though. In her little...
Women tend to be better shots than men.
That's true.
Do you have science to back that up?
Yeah. I have science just by looking at the Olympics. They don't have a male event with the shooting and stuff. It's all females.
I liked that badass chick that was there, like, 8 months pregnant shooting.
I fucking loved her. Well, for snipers and stuff, they give them beta blockers to, like, reduce the, like, how fast they're
shooting. But they've said before,
so that they can be, like, chill when they're shooting targets.
The only reason why they don't, and it's sexist, they say they won't allow women to be snipers is because, not because they aren't as good as shooters, because naturally they are better than men. They're afraid the women won't shoot when they're supposed to.
Oh, our emotions will get in the way.
Yeah, they're like your boobs and your period.
Yeah. Hormones.
I bet you they are women snipers, though, that they haven't revealed.
Maybe in, like, what's that country that everyone has to join the military?
Oh, no, Israel. One of the greatest snipers in the world. We watched it on Drunk History. Was that Russian, remember?
Yeah, that Russian woman.
His Russian.
Like, true story about her and stuff.
Have you guys seen The Americans?
No.
Is that that show where it's like there were Russian spies?
Huh? I want to see. It's in my queue, but I don't know. They're like Russian spies or something.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like sleepers on American soil or something.
They look good, okay.
It's probably one of 800 shows in one of my queues.
It's one of mine. I think it's in both like Hulu and.
Oh, this is the part like with the compasses.
Is it already?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't even need to have spoilers because we're in the same episode.
I don't think anybody's watching this show without, I mean, listening to these podcasts.
Oh, I think that'd be foolish. That's true.
For watching this show?
Well, okay, so, like, Lucas lets his emotions get in the way a lot, and it's like, I mean, I do that too. So, on the one hand, it's annoying because he's, like, always mean to her, but on the other hand,
he's not wrong.
Sometimes he's right. Like, in the part now where he's like, oh, it's her fault. She's making the compass needle.
Yep. He's the only one that figures it out that, like, she's trying to lead them away from stuff.
Which, again,
but
they,
me. Yeah. But they don't know that she's leading them away because, like, it's bad and they shouldn't go there.
Right. Exactly. And, like, Lucas is right about her and he's right to be annoyed, but, like, he always takes it too far and he's, like, so mean. I know he means well. He's just emotional. But I don't know. I'd be pissed if I was walking in circles for hours and then it was wasting time.
They're having her, like, train in the lab so that she can, like, assassinate people from afar with her mind.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame but her own dad's doing this to her. That's child abuse. DCF should step in. But then they'd figure out she had powers, and then they would all put her in a secret lab.
And then do the same
thing. Along with that guy from X-Files who, like, does the electricity thing.
Remember, did you ever watch Buffy?
Yes, and that invisible girl?
Yeah, at
yes!
The end of the episode, they revealed that, like, she's in a school that the government's keeping all these people with power.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
And then that comes up when they go to college, because then it's revealed that all those kids are being in that government's facility and stuff.
That was such a good, that was one of my faves. But no, I wouldn't count it out.
I love that episode, Buffy, because it's basically like this girl's ignored to the point where she just disappears literally and
it's
you,
like,
can't see her.
It's sad, I don't know.
And then they find out that there's more kids that have been ignored to that point also in the world, and like they're in this special school.
Oh, that was so good. The freaking nosebleed is a dead giveaway, though. If she'd learned to control that shit, nobody would have known.
That's another thing that makes me like this show's influenced by Firestarter, because that happens. Remember her dad in Firestarter? He gets the really bad nosebleeds when he uses his power.
But that also happens in Heroes.
Yeah, but Firestarter is way before Heroes.
Okay, true. That's true.
I just love the Stephen King universe, how in Firestarter.
I think this show was very, like, influenced by Stephen King stuff.
Probably.
Like,
a lot of 80s stuff
openers.
Actually was.
I want to watch It the Clown. Or whatever it's really called.
Yeah. The new one or the old
both.
One? The old
the one was
really
terrifying.
Scary. I haven't seen the new one, so I don't know if it's good or not, but, like, the old one was really creepy as hell.
I want to watch it. It's so creepy.
That's Tim Curry's The Clown.
Is this where she gets sucked into the upside down scene at the end of this?
Oh, yeah, with that tree.
Is this episode 5?
Yeah.
Now we only have 3 more episodes. Which we'll knock out the next time we hang out.
What are we doing this coming weekend?
I have family stuff to do.
What was your mom's birthday?
Yeah, and I have to work on Saturday.
Maybe we can hang out someday during this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You guys pick a day.
Maybe you could come over for a little bit. We could watch movies. The only day we couldn't do it's
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, because you work late. You work on Tuesday.
Let's do it like Thursday or Friday.
Girl.
We get off at like 6, so Marg gets off. Well, she
I'll be off on Friday.
Let's hang out Friday.
Oh, you're off on Friday?
Yes, I work Saturday.
Okay. Y'all could start hanging
Internet,
out.
In case you need to know.
We can hang and we can go pick up Ryan.
But this is
Ryan.
Not going to be going online until like way after. But,
That's chill.
But if y'all wanted to, you could like hang out before I get off work too.
Girl,
that's the plan, Stan.
I hope the rest of my gifts I want. When are we going to do our Christmas? Like, should we do it like the Friday before Christmas? Because Christmas is on a Sunday? I don't know.
It's like that's what we usually do, though.
I'm off on that Friday, too.
Perfect. All right, so the deal is sealed.
I have to work that Friday.
Heh heh.
I think I have to work that Friday.
Why? The base doesn't give you a 5-day weekend?
I don't think. No, we never get 5-day weekends.
I get a 4-day
weekend.
Really?
They'll sometimes give us, like, the day off before one. But
no, they're like, Monday's a holiday, so why don't y'all just take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and
I know,
Sunday,
we work
Monday off.
That whole week, even my birthday on the 22nd, I have to work. I have
what? You didn't take your birthday off?
I couldn't because, like,
I have the perfect card for
there's
Brian.
Too
I'm
many
so
people taking off that week.
Ugh, of course they are.
And, like, I have a doctor's appointment on the 21st I have to take off.
For
I don't
what?
Give a shit. I have to go have one of my teeth fittings done.
I was wondering when this was going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm
have.
So excited.
He's done one already.
When are you going to, when
I've
are they going to make?
I've already.
Two already.
How many do you need?
I have to have, well, they
do like wax molds.
They do a plastic mold.
Yeah, like, do they do each individual or do they do like?
Yeah, they do a different mold. Like the first time they did a wax mold and then they did they shaved it down and stuff like that. And that's just basic
Lucas
one.
Lucas is figuring it out.
The second time they did a more shapely wax mold.
Shapely.
And I picked out my teeth color.
Are you gonna
your
have
teeth
are you gonna have curvy teeth?
Yeah.
Your teeth color?
Yeah.
What?
Like you can pick out different shades of teeth.
I want dark yellow teeth.
Yeah. Well you can. They're like really dark somehow.
And what did you pick?
I picked out
ivory.
Like just normal looking.
Yeah.
I didn't pick out the really white ones.
Yeah, that would be unnatural
and
creepy.
And then this next one, which is on the 21st of this month, they'll
Is this the final one?
No. This one they'll give me like a wax one with the teeth in it so I can see how it looks and see how I sound with it.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
And they'll make adjustments. And then the final fitting is actually in January. That's the final fitting. And then I get them in February.
Oh my god, that's so soon. Are you excited?
Yep,
because
I'm going
to
eat every fucking bit of food I can eat.
I think we need like a professional photo shoot when Brian gets his teeth. Brian will be like this.
Like a star is born.
I'm just going to smile at everybody like the Joker.
Yes, that'll be I feel like I don't, like, I have to genuinely smile, because if I fake smile, it looks like when the Beast smiles, and I'm like, I don't know how to smile.
Well, when the dentist is trying to fit on, she keeps on saying, give a really wide smile, and I was like, I don't really smile, though.
Like, I have to genuinely smile. Like, if someone's like, smile for the picture, I'm like...
I remember when I was little, like, my dad would, like, coach me how to smile. It was really weird. He was like, why are you grimacing? And then he's like, you need to smile and put your tongue behind your teeth and stuff.
Ooh, I hate when there's this lady on Instagram, this very, very conservative. You know the lady that pimps out her disabled baby?
Yeah.
She always puts her tongue, like, between her teeth or something. Like, and you, I just hate when she smiles. I want to punch her in the face for a variety of reasons.
But yeah,
I don't like to smile though because I'm a gap tooth bitch.
The
so.
Only thing I might have to do
it's
because
not my fault, I'm so gap tooth.
I have jacked up teeth, but it's mostly the bottom teeth, so I'm like, phew, thank God I have an overbite. Because I'm not getting braces until I can 3D print them.
The only thing
I ain't getting braces, period.
The only thing I might have to do after I get my teeth is they may have to shave down some of my gums if they're too pointy after they did it.
Oh, trouble in paradise.
And I might have to
cut
back the thing that's underneath my tongue, whatever it's called, that flap of skin.
Epiglottis?
Yeah, because where my gums receded some, it pulled my tongue kind of tight down. And they might have to cut that a bit to make it more loose.
Is that, like, really painful, or is the most painful part behind you, like, getting all the teeth pulled?
If they shaved the teeth, I'd have to be numb, but I would probably wouldn't feel it. But that cutting of the thing would just be, like, a quick little snip, basically.
Lucas is mad.
But the only reason why I would have to have the tongue thing is just in case it starts popping my bottom teeth out.
Yeah.
With my tongue if it's too short, but... it wouldn't interfere with having to get new teeth or anything like that.
Well, that's good. I'm excited. This is all happening so quickly.
Yeah, it seems like it's been, like, forever, though.
That's true. Well, for you, because it's been, like, since August.
Well, I had the first ones pulled in June. And 11
that.
Just lost her shit.
Well, 11 rightfully
got
so.
Pissed and
like, Lucas just...
Lucas
just
is
takes
a man.
It too far.
I mean, like
the one
she was trying
man.
To break up the fight and stuff.
Yeah. I feel bad for her, because everything she... It just seems like she can't do anything right. Aw,
well, she
poor
doesn't
thing.
Know how to control her powers and stuff.
Like, she's done everything to help them so far.
You know, this thing makes me think maybe... The upside down's a way to transport yourself somewhere else to, like, kill somebody or something like that?
Well, she was supposed to be, like, trying to connect with, like, her mind.
Like, to kill this guy, this Russian guy?
I don't really get it, like,
he's
and then where'd the monster come from?
Well, she's not always in the upside down, like, every time.
Does the
she?
Monster live in the upside down? Did she accidentally go to
but
the upside down one day
and
attempt to get over here?
Yeah. Or maybe this place is, like, the upside down's like an in-between limbo between, like, places or something.
Like, maybe it's how, like, she channels her power or something.
But how'd the monster get there?
Because it's a natural thing and stuff. Like if you had other realities, it could have creatures in it if it's a natural
thing. It's creepy to think that in this room there could be an upside down.
Well, it's like the whole thing about we're all covered with bugs all the time, too.
Well, we are. Technically. The normal flora and fauna.
It's like I'm sticky. Get off me.
The look he gave them was...
Lucas is just so grouchy.
He's so angry. I mean, he's me. As much as I hate him, everything about him is me. And then I love him in the last episode. Oh, God.
Okay, if Tina's Lucas and I'm Dustin, who's Mar?
Or you'd have to be Mike. Or Elle. Which one?
Nah, she's probably Mike.
Or Mike?
I feel like Mar would be Lucas with me. Mike is like the Mary Sue, you know? He's just like there.
That's why I said I really didn't like his character before.
I mean, I like him. I think he's adorable, but I don't think he has much like depth, you know what I mean? He's just kind of there to...
And then they have this whole little insta-love thing going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's your new, like, catchword in it, instead of you been saying
no,
a
it's a thing.
I know, but you didn't use that phrase. I'd never heard it before.
It's like the fact that, like, okay, in Twilight, you know, as soon as Edward sees Bella, he's in love with her.
Because looks, because her blood
yeah, but
sweet.
Mentioning Twilight for measuring how bad something is.
I'm not
like...
measuring it. I'm explaining what the concept is.
That's like every,
like, it happens in every YA book and everything now.
Like the boy with the bread.
It's
yeah.
everything. It's like, you don't need romantic stories in every story.
But
yeah,
know.
Like Frozen.
Then, you know, Frozen's a lesbian
you.
Story.
No, they're sisters.
They're sisters.
No, the I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the Ice Princess woman. If you read what she's saying, it's basically a lesbian story. She
I
don't
could
need
be
any
persuaded.
Man.
What? Anna and Elsa are sisters.
No, not with each other, you sicko.
Oh, okay.
I could be persuaded.
I mean, her by herself, it's basically a coming out story.
Stop. Leave it alone.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, but...
I know that people were like, they wanted Disney to come out and explicitly say that she was a lesbian.
I mean, I don't mind if they have a lesbian, but if she's not a lesbian, don't make it a lesbian story. You know what I mean?
But I think it is. Because, like...
I'd have to rewatch.
She sings that she doesn't need any man. Ever. She's fine being by herself.
Maybe she's asexual.
She could be. That's
also,
fine,
yeah,
too.
Maybe it was an asexual
Jughead's
story.
Asexual in Archie comics.
Yes.
I mean, sex is more trouble than it's worth sometimes. Depending on who the dick's attached to. I just like that their sisterly love was the love. It didn't have to be from a princess.
It's like King Kong's a lesbian love story. The original.
What?
Yeah.
The lady?
Yeah, because
from the ring,
if the original King Kong isn't a lesbian love story, then where's his dong? Because that big ape doesn't have a dong, so it means it's a female ape, which means it was female ape after
it's not. It would also mean it was female. Bestiality.
Either way, lesbian bestiality.
Doesn't Moana not have a prince?
I think so. I think that's true.
Mm-hmm. I think they said it's the only Disney movie that hasn't had a prince. Which is true, because Frozen had a prince, she just didn't end up with him.
But Lilo and Stitch didn't have a prince.
That's what I said!
Yeah, because even her sister, they don't hook up at the end, do they? Aren't they just friends?
I think
her
so.
Her and that other guy?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't specifically say they're dating, does it?
I think
they're
so.
Just friends.
I felt like he was into her. I have to rewatch
it. I feel like it was like a budding romance.
But I don't think they ended up...
I don't think they were like officially together yet or anything.
Maybe they were in the end, but it wasn't what the moral of the story was or something. I don't know.
But there's other Disney stories.
I'll have to ask my 3-year-old.
Whenever somebody says it's the first Disney, I guess, right. They mean the Disney princess stories, because there's been like 800 animated
Disney
movies.
Yeah, well, Lilo and Stitch is the superior Disney movie, so.
And
it's the one they distance himself from.
Why?
Pretty much.
I love
because
it.
Because it wasn't a classic Disney one.
I love it.
It's my fave.
Although, they replaced Marie with Stitch, so I'm forever bummed.
The Sword
of
Stone
is
my favorite Disney movie. That, Robin Hood, and then Lilo and Stitch.
I can't believe Robin Hood. Like, I don't even think I've ever seen Robin
Hood. I do like that Robin Hood.
And Robin Hood's great.
With
you
the
need
fox
to watch
and everything.
It. And you talk about there's moments in it that's really, really sad, and you want to cry because they're little animals being treated.
Yeah, like in Bambi? Like, no thanks.
Oh, fuck Bambi.
No, don't say that.
Fuck Bambi. It's deer. It's venison.
The
it's
Aristocats,
food.
Though.
That's
no
better.
Love is
like
given
it.
To the Aristocats. So underrated. Marie, she's such a little bitch. I love her. Actually, I have my Marie pin right here. Look, my mommy got it for me at the airport. This purple.
Yay.
How cute she is.
What's your favorite character from that Pets movie?
I would say Duke, because Duke.
I haven't seen it yet.
What? We need to watch it. Mar, do you have it from the library?
I may have it.
Mar, get it. We need to watch. That movie was
y'all
so
went
fucking
it at the
good.
Theater, though. Y'all went
we
it.
Did.
We did.
I loved Secret Life of Pets.
And I was trying to tell my sisters how great it was, and they're like, we don't watch kids' movies. And I'm like, you don't have to be a child or have a child.
It
and
was
guys-
more adult than...
Like Kevin Hart.
It's like all
like
the
Pixar
movies
wants to,
are
like,
kids
kill
movies.
People.
Yeah, it was really dark.
None of the Pixar movies, if you ask me, are kids
no,
movies.
And Secret Life of Pets wasn't... It was like Illuminations or something.
It was DreamWorks.
Yeah,
think.
There we go.
Because they're adding them to the parade at Universal.
They are.
Which I'm super excited
which
about.
I want to find merch there. If they had a Secret Life of Pets lanyard there, I would be all over that. It would replace my Spider-Man. I love this song.
Nancy just got sucked into the Upside Down.
And I didn't care because it's Nancy. And she comes out eventually.
You know, us commentating on this reminds me of the Frasier podcast where they don't hardly ever talk about the Frasier episode.
I promise next time there'll be... Okay, this one had the most content that was related to the show out of any podcast that we've...
Got foolish game.